com.
Hey, it's time for the High School Report here on Downtown, brought to you by Sweats Tire and by the First National Bank. We're joined by our friend Mark Callen of Eastern Maine Sports. Happy Friday to you, Mark.
Happy Friday, Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you, man. Here we are at the end of the first season of the school year. Once they get going, it seems they're over in a snap of the fingers.
It goes quick. Well, it does, but it doesn't. I mean, we sat in the August when it was warm and teams out there practicing in 80-degree weather, and we end it in 35 to 40 degrees and raining.
Well, that's for sure. Yeah, it doesn't look like it's going to be too great there tomorrow, but we've got some big games on tap, and let's just start at Class A and work our way through. I know you don't cover them a lot, and it's certainly out of our broadcast area, but a pretty interesting matchup for the Class A title tomorrow with Portland and Thornton.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, Thornton, traditional power, and Portland back in Class A after a few years in Class B, and they actually beat, we do predictions on our site, and I did pick Thornton, but Portland did beat them early in the season by a touchdown. That should be very competitive tomorrow morning.
Class B ranks Lawrence, one of the perennial powers here in Eastern and Central Maine, taking on Kennebunk for the state title.
Yeah, Lawrence, great season, and, well coached as always. Kennebunk, I don't know a lot about them. Obviously didn't cover them, but from some highlights I've seen, I have seen some games online. It's very good, obviously, to get to this point. Everybody is, but they did have problems with turnovers that might cost them, in a game against a team like Lawrence.
And Class C, how do you size things up between Oceanside and Leavitt?
Well, Leavitt is loaded. They went undefeated, defeated Thornton and Oxford Hills. Very good Class A team. Thornton, still playing. So, they beat them. They beat, good Class B team. They beat everybody. They did have a tough time last week against Freiburg. Freiburg, very, well-balanced offensively, but so is in Oceanside. Oceanside went undefeated, didn't have quite the schedule that Leavitt had. Leavitt's definitely favored this game, but definitely wouldn't surprise me if Oceanside pulled off the upset.
And finally, in Class D, Foxcroft winning with their third straight regional championship, now taking on Wells for the state title.
Yep, going for the third straight title. Obviously, and it should be, and it is their biggest test of the season. And one thing Foxcroft's been all season is healthy, and now they're not. And I'm not great timing for that, but, as well as Danny White does with them, he'll have a game plan in play for tomorrow, and see what happens. But it should be a great game. These two teams know each other well from state games in the past. Foxcroft's looking for a little revenge. Didn't involve any of these players, but Wells beat them twice in late 2017-18, I think, something like that.
Last week, of course, we crowned the champions in eight-man football, and my goodness, what an impressive effort in the rematch by those Orono Red Riots.
Yeah, kudos to Bob Sinclair and that entire team and coaching staff. A lot of people pointed out our predictions to us after the fact, but a lot of people had old odds winning because they did easily last year, and they had everybody back and pretty much everybody back but Oral, great season, came back and Bob, Coach Sinclair had a game plan and they definitely put it in place and took care of business.
And, boy, what a great time for the folks at MDI making some history last weekend.
Yeah, great down there in Bar Harbor. You don't see a shutout much in eight-man football, but you did last week. And, defense wins championships, and that was definitely the case tonight for that one.
Absolutely. Well, where are you going to be this weekend?
I will be in Lewiston for the Class C and D games tomorrow. We don't have broadcasts, but definitely follow the YouTube page. We'll have plenty of videos and interviews and all that from both of those games.
Well, that sounds great. Well, Mark, have a good time this weekend. Hope you and your family have a great Thanksgiving. And, hey, if you're around next Friday, I'll be here. We can get together and put the wraps on the fall season and look ahead to winter.
All right. Sounds great, Rich. I hope you and yours have a great Thanksgiving.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Mark Callen from Eastern Maine Sports with us here on Downtown. Our high school reports are brought to you every week on the program by Sweats Tire. serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And buy the First. Dream First because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.